Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
We have a lot to talk about today, don't you?
I feel like we have a lot to talk about today. Don't you?
That is so rude.
That is so rude.
Okay, guys, Yoni's mad at me today because...
Wait, one second. Why is it always funny when someone repeats what you just said in a different voice?
It's like disrespectful.
It's like this was my thing.
Okay, so you guys, we have some announcements. We have some things to share, some things to talk about, and a great episode coming at you live today.
I have something to say, first of all, before we start.
Okay.
Alia always wants to copy me. She always wants to copy me. Like, when I get ready to, like, wear something for the podcast, if I grab blue jeans,
bro,
she's going to grab blue jeans.
Stop it right now.
And then she's going to try to sit on the couch before me to act like she had it on first. And
excuse me. I literally put these on this morning to go get my nails done.
Okay.
And have had them on since.
So you're sitting on this couch.
Had sweatpants on all day until we had to record right now.
So, you mean to tell me that you put these jeans on this morning?
Yeah.
You got on a train.
Yeah.
You went to the city and you're sitting on our precious couch with that same pair of jeans.
Why are you acting like you never went on a subway with these pants?
Well, but at least they're rested. At least they were in the closet for a little bit.
They sat with the dirt. So stupid.
Okay,
guys. Okay. So, as I said, we have some things to tell you. We are breaking up. No, I'm just kidding. No,
getting on a podcast and breaking up that's another thing that other podcasters do.
They create drama about the podcast.
They create drama about the podcast.
Yeah.
To get clicks.
Well, think about
it. And the title would be, "We Broke Up." And then you listen to the podcast, you're like, wait, I didn't even break up.
Yeah, we should do that.
No.
No, we should do that because then it would be like funny.
No.
No? Okay. So first things first, just some
some business announcements.
Administrative dealings.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you don't know, we will tell you. I am a full-time YouTube creator. Okay. I put out weekly episodes on YouTube. I put out as much content as I can on Instagram and TikTok and all those things. And even though many people think it's not a real job, it actually takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've had the podcast for about 3 years and a couple months.
Well, no, this is going on the fourth year. This summer would be 4 years.
So that means we've been doing it for 3 years and we're now just in the fourth year.
Right.
So 3 months, 3 years and a little bit.
3 years and 6 months.
Sure.
7 months. Okay.
So we've been doing the podcast for a long time. And for the podcast, we record together once a week. We put out 2 episodes every week. And Yoni edits those episodes. Editing a podcast episode, video and audio twice, because it's 2 episodes, two separate episodes. That in itself is a lot of time.
And a lot of time listening to yourself, which is another thing.
And on top of that, Yoni is a photographer. He has his work that he wants to do. He has his personal photography projects. And he most recently started a photography YouTube.
Oh, okay, can you not talk like that?
That's really annoying. And basically, our plates are very, 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 very full.
And we do our best every week to deliver And we have been. It might be a day late, maybe 2 days late, but you know that week you will get an episode from What's the Juice.
Yeah, on the regular, and then you will get a Patreon if you're on Patreon.
Yes.
Basically, I'm putting all these things to light because we have decided to stop doing this episode also on YouTube. So if you're now watching the video, if you're on YouTube watching this episode.
So these are technically the Wednesday episodes.
Yes.
The ones that go live
that now
for
drop
everybody.
On Thursdays.
Yeah. I guess Thursday is like the new day.
Is that the new day? Who knows?
Yeah. Hopefully. Okay. Go ahead.
But basically, we are going to only keep video podcast for the Patreon. And there's a few reasons for this. The one that I just kind of foreshadows is that it takes a lot more time than you realize mm-hmm. to edit a podcast YouTube and other work, because Yoni is the one that's like editing the podcast, other work of his that he like wants to do. And you're probably asking, oh, what has changed since season 4 is that you started a YouTube channel that you want to like take seriously. You want to post consistently. And you haven't been able to like get you haven't been able to get in that grind of YouTube of like posting frequently, because that's what's going to grow it, because you have to already edit a full 2 YouTube videos of podcasting.
Yeah. And that's also the reason, also just the reason why I started my YouTube was because I wanted to just have my photography in more places. I feel like Instagram is just like, is one place. And also I don't post like reels necessarily to reach more people, but I always felt like, first of all, I just wanted to do YouTube for a very long time anyways. Yeah. So I thought it would be cool to even just to really like dedicate my time, because I always had like a good feeling about like YouTube. I was like, I always knew that I wanted to do POV videos.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can't do that if I have to. So basically with YouTube, that'll be editing Wednesday episodes, Sunday, and YouTube. That's 3 full episodes. I mean,
3 full videos.
Yes. And the photography videos, actually, I don't know if they take longer than podcast episodes.
They take
episode.
Longer because you have to edit the photos.
Yeah, I have to edit the photos of whatever trip I did.
You have a lot of footage because you film with like a GoPro. So you have like a lot to just edit through.
It's basically like I gave myself like another job, basically.
You gave yourself another podcast. Like it's like, I would say similar in size when you take that the podcast also has like the actual audio episodes that you listen to, that also has to be like edited and prepared and processed and et cetera. So doing that twice in a way is like, it's, you know, and then on top of that, you also have other photography like aspirations that you have outside of everything, like more real life, like with clients or like going on a shoot, not necessarily like content.
Yes, exactly. So, and that has always been my primary job. This is my career. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to keep doing. This is what I love. Not that I don't love the podcast, but podcast came after my photography and after Alia's YouTube. That's like the third child.
Yeah.
So, but now somehow each season we've added, you know, first season, it was just audio. Second season, we introduced YouTube. The third season, we introduced Patreon. And with the fourth season, I started my YouTube, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
But I've noticed with time that the more we do the podcast, my photography is taking the back seat.
Right.
And I just had to step back and be like, this, it doesn't make sense, because it's like my first job is actually not growing.
Yeah. Because you don't have the time
I just
to
don't,
put into it.
Yeah, and this is also still just like a team of 2, and there's only so much 2 people can do.
And you might be wondering, oh, go ahead.
No, and I was just gonna say, eventually at some point, yes, we plan on expanding the team, but as of right now, it's still just the 2 of us. It's always been the 2 of us. So all the posts, all the DMs, all the reels, this is just like, it's, I mean, really, it's just me.
Yeah. Like, my part in it is more like a talent, in the sense that, like, you know, I show up and I record with you. Mm-hmm. And then I also, I would say more often than you, I like set up the set.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And if you're also wondering, like, why haven't we hired an editor or like hire some type of help is because like it needs to make financial sense. The world of podcasting, if you are curious, like maybe how we feel about it, I don't remember everything that we got into, but we, was it on Patreon or was it on the regular? We like had an episode that was about like what it's like to have a podcast.
I can't remember.
It was right before we finished season 3.
Yeah.
I don't know. In that one, we were just talking more about like how we feel about, you know, just being doing podcasts for 3 years. But in general, like it's just, it's difficult compared to like YouTube and even Instagram and TikTok. It's a way different system and way in which you can like monetize and actually earn money from podcasting. Mm-hmm. So it's like to hire help, it has to make sense financially, because at the end of the day is like we are trying to make this like, you know, our job, and we treat it like a job.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. So yeah. And also another thing to note is like a lot more people, almost 10 times more people listen to the podcast than watch it on YouTube.
It's actually more than 10. It's 20 times more.
I can't do math, guys.
Yeah. So it's like on like the viewership on YouTube, it's really low. It's less than, it's so let's say, right? So here's just some numbers. So roughly, let's say on the audio, if we get 100,000 listens a month or plays or whatever, or downloads, on YouTube,
we get like 12.
you can see the views we get on YouTube. It's like 3,000 views, 4,000 views maybe
per video, which like per month is maybe like 12,000 views. But it's like 12,000 views versus 100,000 listens.
Yeah,
and we wanted to start video. We wanted to keep the YouTube going, also because we wanted to be able to make Reels content and short form content to then promote the podcast on Instagram and TikTok. But then Yoni was like barely had enough time to like truly do everything, as we've been mentioning, and he didn't even like have the time to make Reels, which is why I was like, oh, let's keep doing the video like for Reels. But then he didn't even have time to make the Reels as often as we wanted to.
So
we kept justifying all this work that he's doing for, you know, I understand like it's fun to watch. And that's why we're not completely taking it away.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that we're not completely taking the video. I mean, you can
no continue.
Oh, so we're not gonna completely eliminate the videos or like, you know, scratch the YouTube channel. Like, it's still gonna be there. We're still gonna have videos coming up, but it's not gonna be full episodes. So the videos that we'll have on YouTube, those will be just like clips of our Patreon episodes. So if we're talking about a certain topic, we're also just going to title the videos differently. It's not just going to be, I don't know, two words like vacation in Spain. Like, it's just going to be more specific. Like, let's say something happened in, I don't know, pop culture. We're going to specifically give you that segment of the of the Patreon episode and put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So those videos might be like 10 minutes max.
Yeah. And those are going to be kind of like also to act as previews for the full Patreon episode.
Yeah, know? Exactly. And yeah, I think we covered it. That
this
was just
to basically just like ease the load so that you have the time to like do all the other things that are on your plate.
Yeah, because like, also just mind you, like the type of photography and the channel that I want to run on for my personal channel is People who want to do podcast long form and post like an hour and a half or maybe an hour episodes on YouTube, I feel like a lot of people don't watch that. Like, most people listen to podcasts first of all, and that's clear. We see the analytics.
Yeah,
you know, there's more than 20 times people that listen to our audio version of the podcast versus the video. And we appreciate everybody who's watching on YouTube, been watching for the last 2 years. But I feel like at some point, I know that it will come back. But it just needs, I need to prioritize my actual job.
Yeah, especially because I feel like your channel has the potential to like really grow. And we are also trying to think into the future. Once we start a family, our, you know, capacity is going to change, obviously, as parents. And, you know, that's going to be a huge change. So it's like we're already starting to think in that way and trying to like figure out our systems of work in the best way so that when that time comes, no, I am not pregnant right now. But whenever that time comes, like we're, you know, we're in a good place. And obviously everybody's going to say you can never be in the perfect place, et cetera. We're not even saying that. But the podcast is something that we just felt like it's something needs to change in order for you to do everything that you need to do. Mm-hmm. I can't take anything more on. So it's like, oh, can't Ali edit, you know, the episode? I cannot because I'm already editing a weekly video, which takes like a full-time job's time.
Yeah.
So that's that.
But then also too, like the I was just going to say, for as far as like the podcast, it is our both of our second jobs, basically. Yeah. And if we do hire someone, we also want to be able to like pay them. You know, we're not just going to have anybody come here and just show up, spend their time for free. And then also when we pay them, we don't want to pay them like a dollar.
Not accurate.
You know what I mean? Like you want to pay them properly, and we just want to make sure that we're in a place where we can comfortably do that and everybody that's on the team feels good.
And hey guys, I mean, we wish that we could make What's the Juice like into this huge thing, but you know, it's like it needs to make sense.
Yeah.
So trust us, we would if we could, like anything else. Because at the end of the day, it's like this is something that we love to do, but it's also our job.
Yeah, that's why this decision was, I would say it was hard for me, I don't know about you, but it was hard for me to like tell everyone that we're going to stop.
No, I mean, it's YouTube hard for me because I feel like it's part
of people's like routines.
I feel like we're also kind of just failing at something that we set for ourselves that like we were going to do. And at the same time, I'm like, what if, like, you know, people's lives change overnight with the internet, we've seen, and you just never know. Because Patreon is like under, you know, like a payment wall.
Mm-hmm.
But like you could anytime go viral on YouTube, you can go viral on this other, you know, all these apps. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but I've never seen a full, like the episodes that we post.
Yeah.
Episodes like that don't go viral.
Yeah, unless you're making a reel out of one of those episodes. And like, my thing is like, what if we say some amazing segment in like one of those videos and we didn't film it, so we can't make a reel out of it. But then it doesn't even matter because you haven't had the capacity to even get the time to make reels right now.
But yeah, it doesn't make sense right now. And I'm really excited for my YouTube. So it's not even like my personal YouTube that I'm doing on photography. It's not replacing the WTJ YouTube, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like some people might feel like that because it's like you're taking this away, you're bringing this on.
I mean, hey, but you can still listen to the whole episode. We're still going to record it. We're just not going to film it.
Yes,
so that he doesn't have to edit it. That's like the thing. And we're going to see how this is going to work.
Yeah,
how much time this is going to free up. Like we haven't tried this yet.
Editing two podcast episodes and one is a big difference.
Yeah.
It's a big, big difference. And also too, like just doing audio, which there's way more people who listen to just audio. Well, yeah. Shout out to everyone who's just listening. We can make the episodes a little bit longer too.
Yeah, because you don't like, we don't really edit the audio. We just like leave it.
Yeah, unless
like, we don't cut things out.
Exactly, unless there's something that like needs to come out.
Yeah,
like with the video, it's like when Elliot says some shit, I gotta take it out. That's the only time I would do it.
Yeah,
but with the video, it's like also you might wonder how come the episodes lately have been like a little bit shorter. You know, you guys remember how long our episodes used to be?
Yeah, too long though.
Yeah, they were long and people loved those. And then I think like mid season three, they started to be like 30 minutes, 35 minutes. I'm sure there's someone out there who's like, what happened? Why is it shorter than it used to be? It's literally because to make the editing process less long, because it takes so long to edit a video. So I was like, I can edit an hour video. That's taking so much time.
Yeah.
So that's why we made it shorter. But now, since we're doing just audio on Wednesdays, I'm let's go back to, we're not going to stop the episode at 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And if sometimes if 30 minutes is all we got, that's all we got. But I know the way we are and how much we talk.
Yeah, like right now.
That we can easily keep going. So we're taking away the video on Wednesday and the audio episodes might be just a little bit longer, which I like.
Yeah. And then the Patreon is going to stay the same if you guys are on there. But
Patreon will stay the same as in like there's going to be full video episodes.
Which when you listen to them on the Patreon app, you can also just lock your phone and it will still play like as if it's just audio. So you can like, even if you only want to listen to the podcast, you just play it in your Patreon app.
Yeah.
But then you don't have to watch it if you...
No, I know there's a lot of people who also just listen to
yeah.
it. And then the ones who want to, you know, pull it up on the screen and watch it, then that's, you know. So shout out to everybody who's not even on Patreon. Shout out to everybody yeah. on Patreon.
Shout out to everybody on YouTube.
Yes.
Those 3,000, 5,000 people per episode. You guys, we see you. We appreciate you. We love that you loved watching the yeah. episodes.
And we just hope you understand where we're coming from because real life is happening. And
yeah.
and this is not a fantasy. You know, it's like, of course, I would love to keep doing it. But then it's like, I'm losing time. And, you know, living in New York is expensive. And there's just... Basically, real life is happening and you have to readjust.
And
so,
hey, if you ever miss our face, there's always Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. For full episodes. So, and also, too, if you've never been on Patreon, you're going to unlock about like 50 plus full episodes that have never been seen anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're only going to get the new ones. You're going to get all
that
the
we
other
posted.
Ones. Yeah.
So
yeah, that's it.
But yeah, let's get to the episode. You know, that was some administrative stuff which took us like 20 minutes to talk about. Just because we love you guys dearly and we don't want to make anybody feel like some type of way. We feel like we need to like really explain to you guys our reasoning.
No, because we care, you know?
Yeah, it's because we care. That's what I'm saying.
That's the only reason why we explained it like that. But what if someone is like, yo,
we're just
bring
not
back
doing video
the YouTube.
Anymore? Sorry, guys.
No, I'm saying like, what if like people just don't respond to her well and they're like, you guys should do YouTube anyways, blah, blah, or like,
oh,
What if someone gets mad?
I doubt it. I mean, if they get mad.
No, nobody's going to get mad.
Okay, so today we wanted to talk about being bad at things because you might know this, you might not. Yoni and I have been taking up tennis for real this time because I think we've maybe talked about this in the last three seasons that we've done the podcast, but my family is a big tennis family. Like they, you know, my brother was into tennis really intensely trying to be a pro. He quit when he was 14, but he was like as serious with tennis as I was with ballet. Maybe even more because my parents were as serious about his tennis as he was, if not more than him, versus my parents didn't really care about my ballet that much. So... Anyways, so, you know, we don't have like basketball and soccer, whatever, but like tennis, everybody, grandparents, uncle, aunt, like everybody loves tennis. They talk about all of the grand slams, everything. So that is to say the first time, if I'm not mistaken, the first time that you played tennis was with my family.
I don't want to say the first time. Like I know maybe actually that really might be the first time.
That's what you said though.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah. Were you lying?
No, I wasn't lying, but I'm trying to think back, like, when I was younger, did I ever play tennis? I'm sure I did.
Okay, I feel like if you don't remember, then you didn't, because that would be weird that you forgot.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
First time I ever played tennis, yes, it was with Elia's family, and...
Which was maybe, like, I don't know, 5 years ago?
Yeah, maybe 5 years ago, and, you know, I was surprised how much I liked it. Like, I didn't know that I was going to love tennis that much.
Because tennis is like, you know, it's not a team sport. It involves like a prop, you know, like a tennis racket. It's not just like your hands or whatever. And yeah, it's just different. It's very different than soccer and basketball, which were the two sports that you've played before.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, Yoni is just naturally good at it. Even though he's never taken a lesson. So every summer I always say
not
like...
Not good. I wouldn't say good.
You're good.
I'm
for
like,
the fact that you've never played.
I've never played, yeah. But I'm like decent.
Yeah, you're okay. You're decent.
Okay.
And every summer, I'm the worst tennis player in my family.
Well, I thought you were about to say, I'm the worst tennis player you've ever seen.
No. I wouldn't say that. Just in my family. And it's like every time we play, I'm always like, I'm not confident in my skills. So this summer, I was like, I'm going to be for real and I'm going to play tennis and I'm going to take a class. So I took 2 tennis classes. And then recently, we've been playing just like Yoni and I at the tennis court. And I've been loving it. And it was really intimidating, and it still kind of feels like it is, because especially where we play on these courts, like, people are really intense and they're really good. And you don't want to be that person that, like, you know, hits the ball into someone else's court and, like, I don't know.
Because you're watching someone play for real.
Exactly.
And then we're just, like, practicing on the side. The ball goes super high and they're just going, like,
it's just, it's so elegant. Tennis is so elegant.
So you never want to be the person to disturb someone else's game.
I've realized that I am really bad at being okay with being bad at things. I'm really bad at being okay with not being good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm not good at something, I have a really hard time dealing with that.
I know. And we're going to dive right into that this episode. So stay tuned after the commercial break.
No, there's no commercial break.
All right. We are back from the break. Sometimes you just got to stay hydrated, okay?
It'd be funny if there's no ad in between between here and it's just whatever. I mean, on YouTube. Oh, on YouTube, you can put ads. Never mind.
Yeah. So.
So.
What is the problem?
Well, actually, I was going to ask, have you, I already know the answer to this question. Have you ever been able to identify when I'm having a hard time with being bad at something?
Yes. 100%. Doesn't even have to be tennis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, I'm just, okay. I think, I don't know if it comes from the fact that I, during my coming of age, during my entire childhood up until I was 20 years old, I trained professionally as a ballet dancer, that I was just so used to, like, being good at something that, like, I just.
Okay, like, I'm going to say something, but finish.
And I'm used to, like, you know, anytime people I would tell someone, like, oh, I'm a ballet dancer. It's always like, oh, wow, like, that's crazy. Like, I always had that reaction among regular people that are outside of the ballet world, you know?
Regular.
So
people.
I always felt like, I guess that kind of maybe, like, I don't know, fed my ego in a certain way.
You think it did?
I mean, I guess in a way that I just felt like, oh, I, Alia, like, it was such a big part of my identity that, like, I am capable of doing something that a lot of people think is hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense. And also, like, growing up, I never really did any other thing because ballet just completely took over and that was, like, my everything. So I never had any other, like, hobbies. I didn't play sports. I didn't have a lot of exposure to other things. So now growing up, I'm like, as an adult at this moment, I'm not a person that say, like, yeah, I can play volleyball. Oh, yeah, I can, like, I don't know, ski. Yeah, I can, like, there aren't many things that I can do except talk a lot. Clearly, yeah. You know?
Are you good at that?
So because of that, I think, like, I'm so used to, like, being good at that one thing that I do. And I also just, I don't know, I don't like to look incompetent. And I think
explain that word to people
incompetent,
who don't know.
Like, unable to do something.
Okay.
I think it's so... Maybe I just crave the rewarding feeling you get when you can, like, do some shit real good. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, one thing I could do really well is cook.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I cook so well. Yeah. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I'm such a good chef.
No, that's what I'm saying. I cook, like, relatively well for, like, an amateur. And I'm talking, all of these are, like, at amateur level. Like, you can, like, probably figure out how to play something and be, like, relatively good, mm-hmm. even if you've never played it before and never got, like, professional training in it or something, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I just want to go, we're going to continue right there, but I just want to go back to the food thing real quick. When last night I made some rice Because I like to make the base, right? If we do pasta, I make the pasta. And then Alia does everything else. Sometimes she does the whole thing, okay? But I like to be like, you know what? What can I do? Are we doing rice tonight? Are we doing whatever?
Yeah, that's usually your duty.
Yeah. So I did the rice. And then I'm always down for whatever Alia's cooking. I am down for it because you know why? Because I know it's going to be good, okay? So we had some chicken and a few other options. And it was pretty late in the evening. And I thought that Alia was just going to make something quickly, right? Like with the rice, make some chicken.
Yeah, I was going to make chicken.
Yeah, something quick. And she got in that kitchen, y'all. And she made a whole sauce. And I don't know. I mean, how do you call that type of sauce? With the olives?
It's called the puttanesca.
The puttanesca. Do you guys know what puttanesca is? Do
people know? Puttanesca sauce. Like it's... Traditionally, it's a
what
pasta
language is that?
Sauce, Italian.
Okay, puttanesca.
Originally, it is a pasta sauce that is like tomatoes and olives, capers, lemon. It's like very like tomato-y and salty and mm-hmm. Olivey. Anyways, it's very good.
Yeah, and she made that.
So I made that before the chicken.
And yeah, right. And anytime Alia has her laptop or iPad when she's watching the show and cooking, you know you're about to eat some good shit. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And it was amazing. I just want
to
say.
And you say that to say.
I say that to say that you don't know how to make some chill shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Like you don't. Oh, no. You don't know how to just make something quickly. All right, this is what we got. You just, like, you go in.
Well.
One thing about Alia, if she's going to do something, she's going to do it for real.
And I think that's part of.
But that's good. That's
why
amazing.
I have a hard time like not being good at something. I really do. That's why I don't sing, because I get embarrassed and uncomfortable because I'm clearly not good.
But like, I'm not good. I think I'm good. But I don't care if I'm not like with singing, right? I sing all the time. I was singing right before this episode.
Right.
In my head, I think I sound good.
No, you don't think you sound good.
I know I sound good. And you always tell me, oh, no, you're not that good. Maybe you're just playing.
I'm not playing.
Okay. Alia doesn't think I sound good. I think I sound great, right?
Okay.
But I'm not embarrassed by that. Like, I'm not going to, okay.
Okay, that's in front of me.
I'll sing in front of everybody.
Oh, you are you going to get on a stage and sing?
You want me to sing right now on a podcast?
Do it right.
What song am I going to sing?
Okay, no, I don't want you
to
sing.
No, what song? Right. Okay, see, there we go. She don't want me to sing on the podcast.
Yeah, because I don't want you to sing right now.
She knows it sounds good. She's like, low-key, don't even do it.
You're so stupid. Low-key, don't even do it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we need to get to the bottom of this. Basically, tennis has been my exposure therapy because I am genuinely, I've gotten better already, would you not say?
Mm-hmm. A little better, like one level up.
Okay, that's fair. I would say I got one level up. And because of that, I just feel like I am learning how to deal with being in a space where like everybody around you is really good at something and you aren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when was the last time that you were around a lot of people that were really good at something and you weren't good?
When was the last time I was around people that were really good at something and I wasn't?
Yeah.
I mean, that happens often. Like, it could be, and it doesn't even have to be like physical or like a sport.
Example.
It could be a conversation about a topic that I'm not familiar with.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing I have a hard time with. See, it all aligns.
It all aligns.
It's a pattern.
But also for me, it all aligns because if I'm in a group and people are talking about the moon or the stars or the planet, actually, I am good with that stuff.
Or like crypto.
Yeah, crypto, exactly. If I'm in a group somewhere and people talk about crypto, I might as well leave the room because I can't contribute. But I don't leave the room. I stay because what am I doing? I'm just listening and I'm trying to learn. And most importantly, I'm asking questions. See, this is the thing. A lot of people who have the same issue that you have, they will never ask a question. You know why? Because you will expose yourself. You know, if you ask a question, that is, Alia doesn't know. And Alia hates that feeling.
And I feel like I hate that feeling.
And Alia hates that feeling where people will be like, oh, you asking me a question? That means you don't know. Let me help you out. You hate that.
Okay. Yeah.
No, that's just the truth, right? So, and I'm saying that I think that we together should work on that because think about how that looks, right? You're in a group, they're talking about crypto, you don't know what they're talking about, you're not asking any questions because you're scared of judgment.
Okay, hold on a second. That's not true. I don't care to pretend like I know about crypto.
Okay, maybe it could be
something. And also, and I don't know.
Okay, defend yourself. What's
I
up?
I would. No.
What's up? You want to fight?
No, I was just going to say, I mean, you're low-key kind of coming at me.
No, I wasn't trying to come at you.
No.
I wasn't trying to come at you.
What I'm trying to say is that I used to be a lot worse with that, where I would like go out of my way to seem like I know about something or not let anybody know that I don't know something or whatever.
Or like Google something under the table. Like, what does this mean again? Okay.
Sure. I do not do that anymore.
Yeah, no, you don't. I'm not. I was trying to say something. It came off the wrong way.
But I do have that tendency. Like I'm leaning, but I'm not there anymore.
You're not there anymore.
Yeah.
But you're still like on that side a little bit.
Sure. But I would say like I'm much worse when it comes to like activities. Like and I don't know if this has part of it or part in it, but I feel like I've always been the type of girl that was like competing with the guys. Like I didn't want to feel like I was inferior in the sense that like I remember in middle school or like, yeah, or elementary school, like I would, you know how like sometimes you would just be like, oh, like let's race and see who's faster, mm-hmm. you know? And like I would always be the only girl that is gonna go like against another guy. Or not necessarily the only girl, but like I was one of those girls that for me, I was like, I'm going to be faster than this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, I was like a woman. I hate giving men the opportunity to look at something I'm doing and be like, oh, of course she's bad at it because she's a woman.
Mm.
And it could be simple things like, let's say I'm driving and like I like didn't signal or like I did something that's like not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the person that's, like, behind me drives to the side of the car. And, like, I just know they're going to look. They're going to see, like, oh, of course it's a woman.
You know what's crazy? I never thought about
that.
Yeah,
but you're a nice guy. There's so many men that do
like,
that type
is someone,
of shit.
Because there's a lot of men who also don't know how to drive.
Exactly. But so, nobody's going to look in their car and be like, oh, of course they can't because he's a man. Nobody's going to say that.
But what do they mean, of course?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no of course because they're a man. There's so many times where women are like, what was that instance? It was like a thing that happened where like the family wasn't releasing the name of like
the
daughter.
It was one of the helicopter crashes, and one of the pilots, she was a co-pilot actually, and it was two men and one woman.
And the family of the woman wasn't releasing her name because Trump was already making this like a sexist, you know, diversity thing, whatever. I don't know. I think that also plays a part in it a little bit. Like I, as a woman, I feel like I carry this weight on my shoulders that I need to like prove shit for my people, as in for my women.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to be able to like, if someone challenges me to like do push-ups, thinking that I can't do push-ups, I'm like, I'm going to show you that I can do push-ups or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Does it ever get to a point to where it's unhealthy?
I mean, no, I've never done like anything stupid, if that's what you mean. Like, I don't do anything stupid, but even when it comes to, like, sports in general, everybody assumes that, like, guys are going to be, like, good at sports and then, like, girls are not going to be as good. I don't know. And I just, like, even when it comes to tennis, it's like, I want it to be able to, like, play where it's, like, impressive. I don't know.
I know, but I feel like tennis is, like, one of those sports that it doesn't matter if you're, like, a man or woman, you could... You know how many men Serena Williams can beat? Probably most men.
Okay, I'm talking amateur level for
things. Okay, okay,
like
cool.
What?
Serena Williams.
I don't know.
I'm good.
I think like that also plays a little bit of a part, which is also why sometimes I have a hard time. Like my girls, if you're listening to this right now, this is the exact feeling that I've heard even my friend recently telling me how in the gym, this is so real. How women often stay away from like the weights section because it's most of the time filled with just men. And mm-hmm. it's intimidating because you as a woman will most probably lift lighter weights. Mm-hmm. And maybe like you're just getting into the gym or like you've stayed away from that area because like you're a girl and there aren't a lot of girls in that area. And then I don't know, like as a woman, I felt like a little bit in the opposite where I was like, I want to go there to like prove that like a woman can be there.
I mean, but I always think that, and I understand the part where you say that it is intimidating, but you should always go. And okay, so what, you lift lighter?
So? Or like you,
oh, I no, lift no, no. lighter. I lift lighter than some other men.
It's when you take up a bench, you feel like you don't belong to take up a bench in the gym, in a busy gym, because you're not even lifting that heavy. That's a real ass thing that I've felt many times, that I was like, I got lucky. Like but, it was a busy ass gym and I got lucky to get like the squat rack. Right.
But who,
and then there's these meaty men that are waiting for me to finish my tiny little squats because that's all I can do. But I got the squat rack and I know, I just know that they're probably like, oh, this girl, like, who's
so what? You can't care about that.
I know.
You pay your membership just like everyone else. And whether I'm lifting 500 pounds or 10 pounds, what does it matter?
It doesn't.
Like, think about what does it matter? Do I have to lift the whole building to be able to be here? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would not care about that. And I'm saying this like as a man, obviously, I don't know if I was a woman, maybe I would have felt differently.
Yeah, there's no way to know. But I know that that sentiment is, I've heard it many, many times from many people. I heard it from my friend just the other day where she just felt like, you know, recently I've been feeling so like self-conscious and intimidated when I go to the gym to like go in like that area, and I feel like
even just
I'm
to a
taking
certain
up
area.
Space because like I shouldn't use the machine.
No,
anyways,
that's
I'm,
crazy.
Like,
don't.
I felt that before.
Please don't feel like that out there, y'all. But, like that is not okay.
And at the same time, super the next like disregard everything that I just said in the sense that another thing about sports that like women don't have is like we don't have. Or maybe actually, I just don't know because I don't, as I said, play any sports.
Mm-hmm.
But the pickup game culture is completely non-existent, I feel like, for women.
Explain pickup game for people who don't know what that
like,
means.
Like, Yoni will go and he'll be like, today I really want to go play tennis. So he goes to the spots. The spots are in specific areas in the
tennis.
City. Did I say tennis?
Yeah, it's basketball
Sorry.
Or soccer.
Basketball. I said tennis?
Yeah, you said tennis.
Oh. Like he wants to go play basketball and then he's going to be like, okay, I'm going to either go to the this place or this place. And he'll just like pick up a game. He'll like show up. I don't even know how it works. That's like how much they don't exist for us.
You show up and then you ask who's next. If it's basketball, who's the next five? And then if there's people, you wait until you can get on the game. Then you pick your five, or maybe somebody picks you. If they see you shooting around, they think you're good or whatever. Because there's a lot of sizing up. When you show to a court and the next person needs to find his team, he's looking around. Like, if people are shooting around, he's like going to see, okay, who's tall?
Yeah, that's so sad if you're like not chosen because you're not good. See, I wouldn't be able to survive that. So that's...
Oh, my God. But that's how pickup works.
Yeah, and I feel like... Have you ever seen a women's pickup game of anything?
In basketball?
Where? In the city here? When have you ever seen that?
Oh, you know what? That's so true. I've never seen...
At any like public basketball court, it's never been like a group of women playing because women just don't do that.
Well, no. I'm not going to say women just don't do that.
Okay. So what do you think it is?
So I think they do. I just never seen it.
So maybe it's like in.
But I've never seen it.
Yeah.
But... That's so interesting.
I mean,
I never thought about
that.
I
don't want to say they don't do that. But at the same time, like, it's something about that.
I'm sure they do. I just never seen it.
Yeah, I don't think they do in an open spot. I feel like if anything, it's like an organized thing on the phone. Like, everybody come.
You know how good women are in basketball?
Of course.
You know how many women are better than me in basketball?
And not just basketball. It can be soccer, whatever, like... When we went to like McCarran Park, everyone that was like playing some sort of like soccer game or anything, all guys. Like there's no women, like there's no, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like camaraderie or like this sense of we kind of, because women also are different with friendship. So I don't know if maybe that plays a part where like we as yeah. women have to be like friends to like do stuff rather than just like do stuff with strangers. Like you just, you don't know any of these people.
I never know anybody.
And you just
with.
Show up and then you just like shoot around and you're not friends. You don't even
don't
know their name.
I don't know if it's the guys taking up the space, because that is true. Like on a busy summer day, I go to any basketball court. I've never seen women play 5-on-5. And I would love to see that.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying it's not, and I'm not saying it's not happening, but I just never seen it.
In
but like,
public.
In public. I've never seen it in public. Yeah. I've seen like private runs. Definitely there's like more organized stuff. But like outside, I wish I could see it. If it is somewhere, let me know. I'd love to go watch, but I just don't know where that is. And most, and it frustrates me that I don't even know why that's not, why is that not happening?
I don't know.
Like these courts are available for everybody.
Yeah.
And but what I do love.
There are women basketball players yeah, that like play basketball in high school or in college,
yeah,
right?
Of course, professionally. But what I love the most too is that every once in a while too, like there's gonna be like, you know, if there's a woman that wants to like join my team, like this past weekend I played with a girl, and she was really good. She was better than some of the guys that I was playing with. I was like, so it doesn't. But I'm just like where are your friends? Where
but
are
I
your
also
girls?
Like, feel bring- like at the same time. I mean, I don't know her. I've never been in that position because again, like I've never done any sports. But even if I did. Like, I've never seen women picking up a game of any kind. Maybe volleyball. Volleyball, I think, might be the only one
I just want to be careful with saying that it's not happening because it is happening.
I said I haven't seen.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't seen it. Like, just a casual thing. It's not organized. I'm talking about also, like, amateur level.
Yeah.
I'm not talking, like, someone who's, like, a professional or whatever.
Yeah. So interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think...
So let's get into solutions.
For what?
Because there's the opposite. There's a way of like being okay with not being good at something.
I mean, yeah, similarly, like even with tennis. I mean, sorry, I keep saying tennis when I mean something else.
I mean, you're
into it.
Even
with running, I feel like I wasn't okay with just doing... Like I always kind of became obsessed with just lowering my pace.
As the first time we ran together.
Yeah, like it was, Alia, just really competitive.
Alia did not want to stop. She was like, I'm not going to stop if he only stops. And I'm thinking in my head, like, I'm not going to stop.
If she stops.
If she stops.
And then we didn't.
Wait, so I'm not going to stop if she stops. I'm not going to stop before. Anyways, so we both kept running.
Even though we both hated our life.
Yeah, it was a miserable run. It was around Green Lake in Seattle, and there's one area where you can stop and go to the bathroom. And as I was pretty tired, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't ran in a long time. And then I think I was joining you when I run, because you've kind of been running, right?
Maybe.
So then we get closer to the bathroom, and I'm just like, okay, please let her just want to go to the bathroom so I can have my little rest. And we didn't say anything about the bathroom. We didn't even look at it.
I didn't know there was a bathroom.
We didn't even look at it. We just ran past it. And then we finished. I'm glad we finished, but I remember both of us.
It was also like kind of raining. It was...
Yeah, it was a lot.
Wait, I was going to say something. I forgot.
No, it's okay. Sorry. I don't think it's bad to be competitive. I don't think it's bad. But I do think that when you're bad at something, it's okay. When I'm bad at something, like let's say golf, right? I am not good at golf. But if I play with someone, I only played golf twice in my life, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe three times. And anytime I went, there's always people who around me who are better.
Mm-hmm.
But I never once felt...
Embarrassed.
I never once felt like...
Uncomfortable.
I tell them, I'm not good at this. I'm not good. So teach me how do I hold it?
See, golf what is different though, because everybody takes a turn. Every other sport, you are interacting with someone else, even tennis. Because you're playing against someone.
Okay, so golf, you mean like if you miss the ball, too bad for
it's
you.
It's like nobody's affected by that.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you're the only player on a basketball team who doesn't know how to play, and then you make a mistake every time you get the ball, it's like, damn.
Yeah, because it's highlighted. It's for the team and against another team.
Yeah, but even then, Even then.
You've always, like, you've played sports in such a young age, and you're just, like, I would say athletically gifted, like, you're inclined towards athletic things, mm-hmm. naturally. But, yeah, clearly I need to work on this because it's not a good trait, because I can't just, like, play for fun. Like, this stops me from playing for fun.
When we play tennis, I play for fun.
I mean, I play for fun, too. But it's also not fun when you're not at least a little good, because then you can't actually play.
No, but you're a little good. Like, you're not. I mean, you're not as
I'm
bad
better
as you're
than
making
I was.
It seem.
I'm better than I was, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's like it's many parts of it, from my background to like all these other things. But
yeah, I'm just trying to think about if someone is listening and who's the same, right? Like, how can you move forward, and what are some things that
I need to be aware
you should pay attention to?
Yeah, I just need to like be aware.
Think about it, right? If I go and play a sport that I've never played before, I have no business on that court. Why am I expecting myself or why am I like trying to?
Because have you ever been someone that's good at something and you saw someone that's not that good?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gets in your way of doing what you need to do.
Like, it depends. If I'm on a team and I play with a player who's not that good at basketball, but the thing is, I understand that not everybody's good.
Hmm.
I'm not playing professionally, so it's not hurting my paycheck. It's not hurting my career. It's all for fun. So I'm good at this. You're not good at this. I'm still going to pass you the ball. Even if I know that you're not good, I'm going to pass you the ball, because guess what? You left the house today. You grabbed your shoes because you just want to have fun.
Damn, I'm really curious to hear how other people talk about this, because I feel like you have a very specific view and I have a very specific view of this.
Yeah, let us know, because I don't know. I feel like...
And I mean, obviously the view that you have and then the way that you look at things is like the healthier, better, more
of course
kind
it's,
way.
If I lose a basketball game, even right now, right? If I lose a basketball game and it's just for fun, but like I am competitive as well.
Yeah.
And I pass the ball to the person who's not as good for the last shot, I probably wouldn't pass that. I probably would take it myself, because maybe there's like a higher chance of us winning. But like those are just like small moments.
Like
there's a time and a place. You know what I mean? But like,
what if that was like the make it or break it, and they had the ball and then they miss it and you won, lost the game?
It's not that big of a deal, because it's not a pickup game.
It's not that big of a deal, but for like a second there, I'm going to be like, fuck.
No, it's okay. I'll be like, damn, but it's okay. But I will never make that person feel like so bad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because they clearly never played, or they never played at a semi-professional or professional level. Obviously, like they don't, that's not their sport. They just came out here, like, yo, you guys, can I join a game?
Yeah.
So I always put myself in their shoes, but I understand.
Wow,
being
you're
competitive.
So kind.
I'm not saying that to be kind.
No, it's true, because I've never thought about it like that.
Like, if someone's doing ballet, right? And she's not.
I mean, ballet's good. It's not really like a sport. Like, I don't have to.
See, maybe that's why. I've played in many sports. I play with many different people, all
like
levels.
It's not a team thing.
So I'm used to seeing someone who's way better than me.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh shit, this person's good. Let me give him the ball. Like, I don't even feel like I got
to
compete.
But you know, even in ballet though, like, you are constantly trying to prove yourself in the room, not just with like the people that are watching, but also your peers. I think it's probably also another thing from ballet, the fact that you're constantly trying to be like, oh, she's good. Oh, he's good. Ballet is like so intense. And like, even with like the measuring that you were talking about, with like measuring to see how good someone is to pick them for the game,
mm-hmm.
is like, that happened in basketball. A new person comes, like maybe they're not auditioning. What do you call it? Like, they're trying out for the team or whatever. And they're like, you know, you as someone who's on the team, you are on the team.
That happens in basketball too.
You know what I'm
for
saying?
Sure.
Yeah, like you're like measuring out their level. You're seeing like if they're good, like if they're really good, you're kind of like, damn shit. Like for me, I get jealous and I get competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always like in ballet, it's like the competition is crazy, even though you're not actually competing and there's a score. Like it is like, oh, who has the most points, who has the most, you know, like assists, like whatever. That doesn't exist in ballet because it's not a sport in that way. But You still know.
Maybe that's why, like, because you did ballet like your whole life. So that's all you know. So from the beginning of time, you just know to compare and see what's up afterwards.
Yeah. And to like try to be like to kind of like, I don't know. There was a thing in ballet where you would like show off in a certain way and like, I don't know how to explain it. It's so like under the...
Yeah, so the reason we have different views on that is, I mean, it's clearly because we played different sports. I was all about teamwork.
Yeah.
I mean, team sports.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's people, even if people play soccer or basketball or whatever, there's people who are also super competitive. They see someone, they want to be better than them. And I was like that too, I feel like. You always want to be the best you can be. But I'm always understanding that there's always someone better.
Hmm.
I'm better than some people.
I just don't want to be looked at as I'm not good. That was like my big thing with ballet. I was like, I never want to be seen as I'm not good. I don't need to be the best. I know I'm not the best. There's always going to be better people.
Right.
But I want to be like right under them, if she's anything. Competing. I don't want to be like, ah, she's not even, I don't even, eh. Like, yeah. I don't want that.
No,
that's
no.
Like, that literally makes me like curl inside myself.
No, exactly. I mean, I don't want that either.
So that I lived in that
but
for
that was,
so much time.
I know,
that
but
I take that professional level to like anything I do.
Yeah, I know. See, that's the bad part. If you're talking about professional, I understand. I get it. But when we talk about pickup, I don't care.
Yeah, and that doesn't exist for me. So I don't know. I like in my brain.
Like you know when I miss
differentiate
when I miss the tennis, right? Let's say I miss the ball, I hit it somewhere.
Yeah.
Or it hits the net. Do you hate when that happens to you?
I mean, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. Okay.
I hate it when I'm just playing with you. I'm good, but I think when like we're playing with other people. I'm like...
You hate to be the person who stopped the game.
Yeah, I hate to be the person that like made a mistake or to look like I didn't really do... I'm not like really that good at this, you know? Like but, I like to... I don't know if that this sounds like fucked up or not. But I want to be impressive.
That's not... I don't think it sounds... No, that's...
Like I feel like often whenever
you
I
wanna
do
impress.
Things, I want to be impressive.
Yeah. Huh. But that's from ballet because ballet is all about impressing whoever's watching you.
Yeah.
You're doing a thing to impress. You're not doing a thing to win a game.
And I just want to clarify, I'm not talking about like impressing men. I'm talking about impressing whoever.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Ballet, the whole thing about ballet is to impress. You're not, there's no scoreboard.
No, there's nothing.
There is no winner.
It's all
you're
about
dancing
skill.
To impress.
Seeing the skill.
Exactly. So
doesn't
that's,
yeah.
That's exactly where that comes from. I don't have that necessarily. I just play the game to win. You can win
so
a game
funny.
Without even scoring. Because other people score because it's a team. Mm-hmm. But you still won the game. You still feel good after.
Yeah. I don't know. Wow. I just realized that. Like more specifically. You know? In general, that's why I don't like not knowing shit or I don't like being wrong. Or things like that. And I feel like definitely part of it is the fact that I feel like I need to excel and impress and be like at a certain level because I'm a woman. And then I need to, and then I'm also just competitive.
Even outside of sports, just like daily shit.
Yeah, just daily shit.
Yeah. But that's something, I mean.
Like games, like board games. Like, if I lose, I get pissed.
No, you don't. Stop making it sound so bad.
I mean, internally it hurts.
I don't know why. If I play board games, if I lose, I don't care. I'm like, oh, shit, next game, let's play again. Like, I am competitive in a way, like, I want to play again.
Actually, no.
But I'm not like...
No.
Ooh, the other day, right? Me and Matt play tennis, right?
Yeah.
He beat me twice. He's not a tennis player.
Yeah.
He don't have a history of tennis.
And that didn't bother you at all?
It didn't bother me. I'm like, damn, he beat me twice. Like, I want to play again.
But see, you played, even though he beat you, he didn't beat you because...
Nah, the second game, he beat me pretty bad. It was
I
like,
actually wasn't watching.
It
I was
like 10-1.
Okay, but I was going to say that he beat you, but your level of play is still decent.
Okay.
It's like, have you ever played a game, like a card game, a board game, like something, and you're simply just bad? Oh, actually, there's a game that you were just bad at.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, that's just hard.
What?
Like, if I can't get the hang of something and I'm just so...
focused.
And I'm just so... what is the word? Like, I'm so unsubjectively bad.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's embarrassing. I don't know if that made sense, but...
like, it's like, there's no debate. Alia is bad at this.
Okay. And can you accept that?
I mean, yeah.
Because you have no choice, because you... cause...
I mean, I have no choice, but it bothers me. It bothers me.
Why did you have to convince yourself?
No, because I'm like, I'm just trying to say a bunch of shit. Like, it bothers me.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all got shit to work on, right? You know.
But I've made a big realization today.
Yeah. And step number one, for sure, is just realizing that. Because I feel like for a while, you know, a lot of people... maybe,
I always knew I was competitive. I just don't think I realized, like, maybe some background reasoning.
I mean, we figured that out today because I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not going to be something that goes away because that shit feels, like, deep.
Yeah. I mean, you know? 20 years of that is deep.
But, yeah.
Because the moment you start dancing, you got to know that you got to impress whoever's watching you from the beginning.
Constantly.
So it totally makes sense why you are this way, specifically.
This is like a therapy session.
Yeah.
For real. I don't know. If there's anybody out there who watched or listened to this episode, let me know if you've felt anything remotely close to what I've felt. If not, that is okay, and I'll go get help. But yeah, I wish that there was more. I want to get into more sports and more things that are just I'm not that good at because I've never done before. And that's another thing too, that as adults I feel like we have a hard time starting things that we've just never done. Like, you've played soccer and basketball during your childhood at different points, but you know, like when you were younger, it's not like you just started playing basketball for the first time.
And skateboard.
Okay. But okay, like skateboarding is a perfect example. It's like you're not like, you don't know how to like do tricks, really.
I can do an ollie and a kickflip. Occasionally. Kickflip is
but
one.
But like, would you ever take your skateboard and go to like, remember that area in Barcelona where it was like this area where there's just skaters everywhere, bikers, like whatever. Would you bring your skateboard there and skate around there?
Yeah, and just try.
Really?
Yeah, because you just try shit.
I would never.
I would totally do that because the floor was so smooth. I wish I had a skateboard. Because also, I'm not a great skater. Like, I can't do crazy tricks. Like, if you see me skate, you're not going to think, oh, Yoni's good. You're not going to think that. But if you see me skate, you're going to be like, okay, I have good board control.
Mm-hmm.
I can be on a board. I can turn. I don't know. I can turn.
I can turn.
No, I don't mean like I can turn left and right, but like I can. Yeah, I'm comfortable on the board.
Yeah, okay? But you can't.
I'm not like you know when someone doesn't know how to skateboard and then like they stand on the skateboard and then they just want to hold on to anything
can. Yeah,
I'm not like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm comfortable, but I don't do crazy tricks. You know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm lucky to even do one trick, but that's it. I'm even below decent.
See, but even in a place like that, you rarely see like a girl there. And then if you do, I feel like it's like one and then it's like everyone is a guy.
No, we saw a girl in Barcelona.
That's what I'm saying. We saw a few of them. It was like only one. I'm just saying like my girls out there, like we need to figure something out.
Yeah, I don't know. When it comes to that, I don't know what y'all got to do.
No, but. It's like another thing that it's just like if there's like a lot of guys, it's like intimidating for you to be like the only girl, you know?
But maybe I think it's because guys are just become friends so easily, right? Like you can join a game. Okay, cool. No problem. There's no measuring. How handsome is he? Like, no, we don't think about none of that.
But that's like team sports. Like, with skating, everybody's minding their own business, everybody's skating their own thing, everybody's falling on their own ass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, and then there's the people on the side that are like watching.
But that's fun. That night was so fun in Barcelona. Everybody was skating. So many people fell. Like, do you feel okay? And then also another thing, you said that if you were out there skating and you fell, you would be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I fell.
But you know what you're doing. You're on a skateboard.
Yeah, but at the same time, did I fall trying to do some cool shit?
Yes.
Or did I fall like barely trying to do it?
Oh my god.
I'm just saying there's a difference in falling when you like, you can tell just by the way they were skating right before they fell. They know what they're doing. They just fell because that's what you do in skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just fall a lot.
Or they fell.
Or they fell and like they were barely doing shit.
And they're not even good. I don't know. I mean, I was definitely that person.
Like for me, I would fall if I'm just trying to stand on a skateboard.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, this is a very interesting conversation. I'm curious to read the comments. That's one thing. That's one thing that I hope that people will do more on the Spotify. Not that we're taking away the video, this video here, mm-hmm. and this episode will only be available for you to listen to, and the next ones that will be posted like at this slot.
Yeah.
Like I really hope people will start commenting what they would have commented on YouTube on the Spotify when they listen.
Because you can't comment on Spotify now.
Yeah, you can't.
You can go on Spotify. The link is all below and you can just comment whatever you want.
And we also need to start doing the thing now, but for our Spotify listeners, that if you've gotten to the end of the episode and you're listening to this right now, you need to comment what?
Skateboard.
Yeah, because we talked about it right at the end. That makes sense. So, yeah, we appreciate you. We love you. We're going to end the episode here, right? You have any other words to say? I'm kind of like closing it out before you even...
No. I mean, I feel like since this is the last video, I just want to say we appreciate everybody who's ever watched on YouTube for the past season and a half. You know, I think it's two years.
Two seasons are on YouTube.
Oh, right.
Season 2 and 3.
Yo, we grinded. Yeah, that's a lot of episodes, but this is not the end. The YouTube will be back at some point. We don't know when or how, but we know that it will come back. And but for now we'll just have shorter clips. Okay, so yeah. The full, you can still watch WTJ on YouTube. It's just going to be 10 minute clips, maybe 12, depending on how long the Patreon is, because we can't give you everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we can't give you everything because it wouldn't be fair for the people who are actually on Patreon. So yeah. Go check out our Patreon. We have 2 tiers. Whatever you want to do, whatever. You can also sign up as a free member. If you sign up as a free member on Patreon, we have a bunch of just like random little, I don't know, notes, chats, random selfies, maybe random videos. We're trying to explore with Patreon. That's
Wait,
the cool.
You might as well just sign up for like one of the tiers.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying there is an option if you just want to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with Patreon.
Yeah, you can see like the previews of each episode. And if you also want to buy, you can buy singular episodes if you want to.
Yeah. So that's it. This is the last full video. Yeah.
Sad.
Why'd you make that voice?
I don't know. But we appreciate you guys. And you can always listen to the vibes, you know, and you can just imagine our face.
Yeah. I mean, most people, what makes me comfortable leaving YouTube a little bit is that I know that most people listen on Spotify.
True.
Or Apple.
Those that do watch it, I'm talking to you.
Yeah. You'd be crazy if we took away audio and just did video.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. Okay, we are going to Patreon right now and we're going to
talk
about... What do you want to talk about?
We're going to talk about growing up in Europe and that what that was like. Specifically, touching on maybe some differences around like growing up in Europe versus growing up in the U.S., even though neither of us kind of grew up in the U.S., but based on how...
Is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah, that is what we're talking about.
Okay, let's go.
But also just like, I don't know, just random things in that area. We're not going to talk about all of it. Just, you know, certain things.
Basically just another off-topic episode, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of the vibe. So if you're into that vibe, go over there. Okay, thanks
Bye.
You guys so... Thanks you guys so much for listening.
Can I try wearing the glasses?
Do you want one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, why is it a pair? Is it a pair of glasses? Why is it a pair? It's
well,
one
you don't,
piece.
You don't say glass, right? Can I wear your glass?
I guess.
I don't know if it's... Thanks for sneezing on my arm.
Yeah, they're very far away. They look kind of cute on you.
Really?
Yeah. You want to look at the camera?
I don't think I can wear these right now. Okay, bye. I'm going to close. I feel like this is like the end of a season.
Yeah, I know. It's like we just
you know that
back.
Some podcasters, they do like 20 episode seasons.
And then they take a break in the middle?
Yeah, like 20 episodes. Like that's...
Should we do that now?
No, it's 50. We got a long way to go, right?
Just started.
Yeah.
Okay, love you guys. We're actually going to leave now.
We'll see you next week on the audio. Bye.
How do people do it? The hearts? Like, who does the heart like this?
We should do the heart together.
I mean, I did the heart. I'm saying, you know how, like, they do this like this?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.